In this latest installment of our series marking the centennial of ratification of the 19th Amendment, we're visiting with Lexington Fayette Urban County 9th District Councilmember Jennifer Massotti. She led an effort to add to the visual landscape of downtown Lexington a reminder of Kentucky women who led the fight for their right to vote. Greetings, Councilwoman Massotti.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me on today.
You bet. And when you were last with us here on Eastern Standard, you had just announced the formation of Breaking the Bronze Ceiling, the organization set up to address something that you had discovered about the nature of the vast majority of monuments across this country. Take us back to that discovery and what you had found.
Certainly. You know, it was pretty simple, Tom. I read an article in Time magazine and basically said that public art really lagged behind many issues in the country. You know, women make up about 20% of the United States Congress, 20% of mayors, and I'd say about 24% of statewide elected offices. But when it comes to public art, there's only 9% of some, I believe it's 6,900 recorded works in the Smithsonian American Art Museum catalog of outdoor sculptures that are of women. And I just found that amazing, that such a low percentage of monuments denoted any kind of historical contributions of women. And that just was, again, amazing to me.
So to put it in perspective, what percentage of the American population is female?
Over 51%, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So why, and this might be an obvious question, but why was it important to you to spearhead this project?
Well, you know, like I said, if more than 50% of the population had a piece in making history, we needed to recognize that. Because I really felt like it narrowed the vision for our young girls and young boys and promoted a lack of history regarding women's efforts, their achievements, contributions, and so many sacrifices that they made for society in general. And I just felt that we deserved the respect that men already got portrayed across the country.
The result of these efforts can now be seen on the corner of Vine and Mill in downtown Lexington. The dedication and the lights on came on the evening of August 19th. It was postponed from the night before because of rain. So why is August 18th important?
August 18th marked exactly 100 years since the 19th Amendment was ratified, granting women in America the right to vote.
And you and other Lexington women who joined you raised funds to create this monument. Were these private funds or a mix of private and public?
It was a mix. It was a classic example of how to, you know, orchestrate a successful public-private partnership. No one turned us down. We not only received money from the private industries, but we did receive grants, Knight Foundation, National Association of the Arts, Endowment of the Arts, we received a grant from them. The percentages broke down that we had 81% from individual women, 7% from individual men, and about 12% from businesses. And I'd say the business would provide the bulk of the funding. And, of course, LFUCG gave us a seed money start of $100,000. So that gave us a great running start.
Okay, let's talk about the monument itself. Who created it, and does it have a name?
Yes. Barbara Gragudis is an internationally renowned artist, and she is from Tucson, Arizona. She was one out of a national call of 127 proposals that was limited down to 5 finalists, and her piece was chosen. The name of the monument is entitled Stand, and that is based on her feeling was that women needed to stand tall, stand up to be recognized, stand for the brightest, and stand for the vote.
And the monument does not portray particular women. Is there a reason for that?
Absolutely. There were so many Kentucky suffragists that fought and sacrificed so much to obtain the right to vote. It was almost impossible to pick out 5 specific women to be represented by the monument. So the committee felt that the monument should be a composite of all the women who engaged in the fight for the battle of the ballot.
Are there particular women, though, who come to your mind when you look at the monument?
You know, not really. You know, history has so many notable women from Lexington and across the country and across the United States. So we have a lot of them that we profiled on our website, which has got a great amount of information regarding this whole movement and the monument. And that's www.breakingthebronzeceiling.com. And it gives you a little bit more scope of all the women that in our community and how they contributed individually and collectively and But personally, you know, I had a very strong female influence. My mom and my aunts were women of the Depression. And I will tell you, I remember their persistence, their hard work, and their work ethic. And they were, you know, all about bettering themselves and bettering their place in life and bettering that for their family and their children. So personally, I kind of, that reminds me a lot of them.
Well, the importance and the role of public monuments have become a big part of the national conversation over the last few months. Speaking there, of course, of Confederate monuments that are now in question. Why do you think monuments are so important in shaping a community's understanding and representation of itself, of what it is?
Well, you know, monuments make a statement about the ideas and values of individuals. And I think, you know, we need to remember those individuals, if not honor them. I understand it becomes controversial on some of the monuments that have been put up throughout history. But, you know, public art is also there to educate and engage people, too. And there's always more room for public art to honor history and what a community considers really important. So I think it's something that of value, and it basically ensures a better future for all of us.
And what do you hope this new statue says about Lexington and Central Kentucky?
Well, I think the statue brings national attention to Lexington. You know, several communities across the country tried to raise the funds and in order to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, and we succeeded, you know, and we made it on time on the 18th and done. You know, we have a history of leadership with women. You know, we're a pretty progressive community. Over Lexington's 245-year history, there's been a lot of contributions by women. We've had three women serve as mayor. Many women serve on the Urban County Council throughout the years, including myself. So I think, you know, now we have a real engaging and wonderful piece of art honoring female heroes of history that respect and reflect all women who made the nation great.
Lexington Fayette Urban County 9th District Council Member Jennifer Masati, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.